Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Today, we're up to Love Always Trusts and our exploration. That's easy for him to say. Exploration of 1 Corinthians 13. Love always trusts. Now, I don't know about you, but trust is not something that naturally occurs for me because I've had some people who have been a little less than worthy in my life. And I'm sure you have too. That's simply the way it is. And it doesn't change the fact that love and trust go together. But you notice it doesn't say that someone who loves you is someone you can trust. No, it says to be loving is to trust, to find it within you to be trusting, and to truly be trusting, not to be guarded and to be trusting. That, you know what? Yeah, I trust you. I trust you. But I'm watching you. That's not trust. Trust is, I know that you are not going to hurt me. I'm willing to put myself out there. Now, how and why can I do that? Because I have been hurt before. And you know what? I got through it. The same is true for you. If something challenging or hurtful happens to you, you will get through it. In fact, scientifically, we know that within 6 months of a major great event or a major challenging event, right now the lottery is like almost $1 billion, the Mega Millions right now, but a person who wins the lottery tonight or this week, $1 billion, and a person who finds out that their wife is having an affair and leaves her are statistically going to be about as happy as they were before the experience 6 months from now. Take that in. Something really terrible, or seems to be really terrible, and something that seems to be really awesome, within 6 months, you're going to settle back down into where you were. Trust is to understand that you can handle whatever comes your way. One of the best ways to silence your own ego is to trust and to remind yourself, to love yourself, and to remind yourself that you have handled so many things in the past and you will handle anything that comes your way. And the same is true for the people who love you. Trust them. Do your best. Even if you have been hurt in the past, be willing to allow it to happen again. Because to go around with that, can I trust them? Can I trust them? It just depletes the relationship. It brings it down several notches. And believe me, even if you've been hurt before, and I have, okay? I just want you to know I have, and I get it, okay? The bottom line is, when you learn to trust, you become more loving. And as you become more loving, you spiral higher and attract better relationships and better experiences within the relationships you already have. Enjoy today, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.